This recording, Illinois 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
I don't know if she had teased me all day, and I think, yeah, she shoved me. She shoved me, or she hit me ball or something, and everybody was laughing at me. Everybody. It happened, like, right in the middle of everybody. And I hated that. I hated that moment, because she looked, it was just like I was in some psycho fairy tale movie where you're just this little pea pod of a person and everybody's standing above you cracking up and everybody else jumped in and teasing me. She made all these jokes. Well, she walked away down like toward the other end of the gym. And everybody else moved too. And I finished tying my shoe and all this rage was just coming up in me because I wasn't good at the lingo that everybody else knew how to do. Everybody else knew how to hurt you. And I didn't know how to do that. So I had no defense mechanism. So she's walking away, going down to the end of the gym. The teachers have moved out this way, that way. All my friends moved away. All I could see was the back of her. She had on this rainbow colored sweater. And my rage, I was just like set on that sweater. And I don't know what possessed me. I've never done anything like this since. I ran at her at least 90 miles an hour. And when I got like within 3 feet of her, I jumped up and went at her like horizontally. I will never forget this. The only time both my feet have been off the ground and I've been parallel to the floor. That's exactly how it was. I didn't know I could get such height. And I jumped up and I rammed into the back of her. And I was on top of her. Everybody came out of nowhere and they were laughing and cracking up. And it was like this 30-second silence because she didn't know what happened to her. And you could see it in slow motion. Woo! These two big girls falling to the floor. She was like, fell down face forward. And curls were in at that time, so her juice was fine. Anyway. But anyway, and I was like on top of her. And when we got to the floor, I hadn't finished the plan in my head. Because now I was scared. Because there I was. That was this great moment. Then I was like, she gonna get up. And I'm gonna be in trouble. But I was sitting on her back. And she was screaming, get off me, get off me. Because I think she hurt herself. Because her face went into the floor. And my next reaction was just to run the heck out of here as fast as I could. And I got off of her. And she looked at me. And she looked like this possessed demon chick. And because I had re-embarrassed her in front of everybody, because everybody's still there. It's just, it was so movie-esque, because it felt like at the time I was doing it, there was no one in the room. And so I ran out the double doors, and I've never ran that fast. And she was behind me, and it was all in slow motion. And then right when it looked like she was going to catch me, a teacher grabbed me. And got in between her. And so nothing ever happened. We went to the principal's office and she's crying and stuff's on her face and I was cracking up. And I was just great because I was like, yes, yes. And then, you know, I didn't get a lot of picking on after that. it was just really interesting. And that was like the one time when I first started saying to myself, I'm not gonna, you know, whatever they think is different about me, I'm not gonna, you know, let that affect me, and I'm gonna be me. And that was like my coming out moment started.